Look, I am creating new heavens and a new earth, and no one will even think about the old ones anymore.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared. The sea also was gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All those things are gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new. Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true."
Reawaken us, Lord Jesus, to the call of how heavenly things will truly be, where the limitations of our earthly roles and responsibilities have placed too tight a constriction on our perspective and led to so many routine repetitions. We choose now to eagerly consider the heavenly rewards you spoke so much about, and to anticipate the epiphany of our Lord. We discard from our hearts all that tends to the what's the point, and even the assumption that all will be so well catered for in heaven that there'll be nothing for us to do. Expand in our mind the Narnian cry of further up and further in, for even in heaven you have so much more in store for us. For nothing of value that you direct us to on earth will ever be lost. In a kingdom where seeds acquire their fullest expression, and all we long for finds its richest outworking.